I did a video earlier this year about how I've been seeing an increase in divorces in 2022. And I also mentioned in that video that I've seen a rise in adultery in 2022, like I've never seen before.
That is no surprise to me given how women are in 2022. She says it is like she has never seen before. Many men that have been going their own way saw this coming long ago. It has been getting progressively worse each year.
So I posed the question, what is the reason why people are getting divorced at this rate? And so I looked at my cases and it made me curious about just what I've seen over the course of my career. And I boiled it down to 6 reasons why I see people get divorced. And if you're thinking adultery is one of them, you're wrong. Adultery is a symptom of a bad marriage. It's a way that people either try to escape it or get therapy for it. I don't know. But adultery is not listed on my reasons why people get divorced. So here they are in no particular order, and I'll probably have to do 2 parts to this. Number 1 is abuse. That's an easy one. Substance abuse, drug abuse, physical abuse, even lots of people mention feeling emotional abuse, mental abuse in their marriage, even financial abuse I've heard a lot. Those marriages are going to fail at some point. They tend to last a lot longer than they should. If you know anything about the cycle of abuse, if you're in one of those marriages, I did a video earlier on my page about how to get out. So check that out if you need help or advice about getting out of an abusive situation. But those are very common and an obvious reason why marriages fail.
Abuse is a very loose term. You can fill in the blanks for anything. Women love to play the victim. But oftentimes it is false. Just look at the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. 80% of the time the woman initiates the divorce, and 90% of the time if she is college educated.
The second reason why I see people get divorced is finances. I've seen a rise in people not filing taxes over very long periods of time, bad business dealings, bankruptcy, people just accumulating a ton of debt, refinancing it and then refinancing it. And it's just a house of cards. And at some point, somebody, you know, flicks one and they all fall. Those divorces are very messy. They tend to be very long-term marriages. Everybody will be pointing the finger at the other saying, all this debt is your fault. Usually they both knew about it and helped accumulate it. So those divorces end up being pretty messy because the only thing to divide is debt. So, and they can be pretty expensive and pretty shady as well to try to dig through that financial mess.
85% of all consumer debt belongs to women. After I retired from the Air Force, I briefly worked at a job where I collected money from customers. I was shocked how many credit cards I saw in the women's wallets. Women hold almost 2/3 of the country's $1.54 trillion student debt at $929 billion. Women hold an average of $31,276 in student debt. They also love to get Starbucks every morning. They want to remodel their entire kitchen every couple years too.
The third one I will call rebound marriages. Marriages where people don't know what to do when they get divorced, and so they immediately hop into a new relationship and a new marriage. Those are pretty short term. I see this mostly with people with children where they don't know how to parent alone, or maybe they miss having a family, and so they hop right into a new marriage and try to make a new family. The problem with that is they don't heal from their first divorce and they tend to repeat the same mistakes. So go to part 2 for the last 3.
That is no surprise. Second marriages have a 67% chance of failing, and I bet that number is climbing higher. Women hardly ever take accountability for their actions. They love to make excuses and blame everything on the man. They find a new man and get flooded with the love chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, norepinephrine, and phenylethylamine. Shortly after getting married, the honeymoon phase fades, and the problems from her first marriage arise yet again.
Reasons why people get divorced, part 2. All right, so this is where it gets really fun, and y'all get to start hating me. Reason number 4 is what I will call college sweetheart divorces. These are the people that, I went to an SEC school. I'm in the South. And so people down here, we know that there's a ton of pressure, especially on women, and people in certain societies to get married as soon as they graduate high school, or if they can, you know, delay that a little bit, they go to grad school. And then they have to get married right after that. People are always asking, well, you've been with so-and-so, you know, for so long. Why, when are you guys getting married? It's just the natural progression of things. And so when I see these folks get divorced, usually they're in their mid-40s. They might have one child that's out of high school, but they're in the high school age. And really, they met when they were 20-year-olds, got married because they didn't know what else to do, and they're just not the same people. And they really never have been. They probably have the same social group in college, and maybe they've maintained some same social interests, but really they're very different people. And so they end up growing apart. And that probably is the most common one that I see.
I know the Mormon religion encourages people to get married very young. I have never lived in the South, so I can't comment on that. If you have lived in the South and want to comment, go for it. The national average age for marriage today in the United States is a median age of 27 years old for women and 29 years old for men. This number keeps climbing. Women want to be strong and independent and focus on their career and ride the CC.
In contrast to that, I have number 5, which I call the stale bread marriage. And I was actually in this category. This is the group of people that meet somebody when they're somewhat young, college or grad school, and they stay together way too long. And people are asking, why aren't you getting married? Why aren't you getting married? And they really don't want to get married. So they'll have a reason why. And usually it's because they know deep in their gut that it's the wrong person, but there's nothing really that wrong with them. Maybe they'll try to break up. Maybe they'll go out on some other dates, and realize, okay, wow, it's a real cesspool of people out here. You know, what I had with so-and-so wasn't that bad. Let me just pull the trigger on this one and see how it goes. That's what we also call starter marriages, in our business, in my business, where we kind of just take a shot in the dark and it doesn't work out because really it was the wrong person and we should have broken up a long time ago, but for some reason we didn't. That's what I call a stale bread marriage. It's stale, throw it out.
What she means by stale is not exciting. Those marriages had dead bedrooms. The women want a divorce to go have excitement getting slammed by many dudes. They will eventually tire of being pumped and dumped and regret divorcing. These starter marriages were often because she saw all of her friends getting married and felt left out. They also felt the biological clock ticking away.
Finally, the last one, this one is interesting. My parents' divorce actually fell into this category. I call this the significant event divorce. You see people, most common is that they have a parent die, or they have some other significant life event. Maybe something happens with a child. That is not one that I have seen, but I'm just speculating. But mostly it's some significant event within their life that they go, wow, life is too short. I've been miserable for too long, and it's time for me to pull the trigger on this. So usually when I see marriages that get divorced for no reason, I ask if there's been a significant event. So.
A significant event, she says. It is called life. Shit is going to happen in life. Women are quick to flush everything down the drain and jump ship when times get tough for them. They think they can find better in the arms of Chad. Do not get married. Do not put your life in the hands of a woman. She can pull the plug on you at any time for any reason, and you will become helpless at the mercy of the courts.